This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You think wine in this country, and you think what? California, of course. New York State, a distant, distant second. Washington and Oregon, probably, too. But that's about it, right? Well, how about this? The upper Midwest, not traditionally a viticultural capital because it's just too cold up there. There are some new grapes, though. Grapes have been around for just a decade or two that can take the winters. But can new wines with names like Frontenac and Marquette compete with Chardonnay and Merlot? Michigan Radio's Emily Fox reports now from the Upper Peninsula.
After traveling and working in state politics, Dave Anthony has returned home to Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
There's a thicker accent up there than there is. A little different up there. It's more Upper.
Now, he and his wife own and run a 4.5-acre vineyard and winery near the northern Lake Michigan shore. And you might be thinking, what? Wine that far north?
What, are you crazy?
And I think there's still some shock out there that it actually works. The first reaction was beyond, are you crazy? It was like, it's stupidity, just total stupidity.
Because the winters are cold here. This winter, temperatures in January and February were often well below zero.
This was a brutal winter.
But Anthony is growing what is called cold, hardy wine grapes, and they can withstand 25 below zero temperatures. Many of these wine grapes were created by the University of Minnesota. It released its first cold, hardy grape in 1996. Since then, Minnesota tripled the number of wineries in the state to 30. Iowa more than tripled the amount of grapes it's growing. But Anthony says the biggest challenge is the lack of name recognition for his wines.
Who ever heard of Marquette or La Crescent?
The tasters at Anthony's winery don't mind.
This red wine has a very good bouquet.
Larry Pylon grew up just down the road. He's moved downstate, and he and his wife are visiting the area.
This has been a depressed area for so long. It's nice to see something that's thriving and growing.
The Pylons bought 6 bottles, but the real wine business is farther south in Traverse City. It's a bit warmer there, so the vineyards can grow the European varieties like Merlot and Pinot Grigio.
Hi. So, welcome.
Charlie Edson is the owner at Bell Lago Winery in Traverse City. He grows 100 varieties of grapes on his vineyard, including some cold hardy grapes. But he says customers like to buy wines with names that they know.
I think it's marketable in certain circumstances. In our circumstances, I probably wouldn't go that route because consumers don't know what those varieties are.
Edson says the biggest criticism of these new grapes in terms of taste is that they don't have the same structure and character as the centuries-old wines like Cabernet. But Edson says cold hardy grapes are a type of crop insurance, considering how cold this winter was.
There's winter injury in the vineyards right now, in most vineyards. And I can tell you that the cold hardy varieties, they laughed in the face of this winter. And so we're going to have full crops of all of our cold hardy varieties, which is terrific.
And that is not the case for most of the European varieties this year. But back on the northern side of Lake Michigan, Anthony thinks this might be a wake-up call for grape growers, which might allow cold hardy grapes to expand and grow even further in the future. In Escanaba, Michigan, I'm Emily Fox for Marketplace.